our next speaker, Rosemary Warner. She has been dabbled in writing and acting and storytelling and music throughout her life. Originally from Buffalo, New York, she's been a resident of Viroqua for nearly 4 years via Madison. The story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. Let's hear it for her story for Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Welcome, Rosemary.
So it was midsummer, and the year was 2019, and the world was going through some kind of metamorphosis, which I really was not certain what was going on. So I decided to scan the internet and try to get some information. And I looked on all sides, the left, the right, up, down, and all around. And the thing that really struck me was what the soothsayers were saying. They were talking about things to come. There was something really big coming down the pike, and it was going to hit in the following year of perfect vision. And it wasn't going to be pleasant. It was not going to be a fun time, and it might even be terrifying for some people. And there was some talk that some of our freedoms were going to be taken. And at the time, I was living in a city, and I really felt like I had to leave, because when this happened, I did not want to be in a highly populated area. The idea just terrified me. So I decided I was going to leave, and I knew where I was going to go. I needed to get to the Vortex. Now, the Vortex was called by another name. It was called Viroqua. And it was this mystical, magical, majestic place that it was settled in the Driftless region, in the middle of the Driftless region. And I had first been introduced to Viroqua when a friend of mine invited me to a gathering of people who love to sing together. And I was sitting in this room filled with these people, very colorful folks, with all this joy emulating from them, the kind of joy that comes when you're in the truth of your being. It was like authenticity was falling down around me. And I vowed then and there, come hellfires and high waters, that I was going to one day live in this place. But for now, I was in a very different place, trying to figure out how I was going to get out, when a letter arrived. The letter was from Uncle Sam. Dear citizen of the U.S. of A., you are the proud recipient of our retirement plan that we put together just for you, and you can commence to collecting. I was like, well, wait a minute. Aren't I supposed to work longer so that I can get more? Right? Isn't that what we're supposed to do? We're supposed to work really much longer so that we can get more. I mean, I think that's what we're supposed to do. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? So I was just really lost, and I did what many people do when they're feeling lost in life. I prayed. Did you hear that? Well, that was weird. Hello? Are you there? Help. Help me. Okay, Cupid. Excuse me? Okay, Cupid. The personal site? You want me to go on the personal site? You know, I've been on that site for years. I have had no luck. Besides, isn't that a little strange? I mean, I would not expect that from you. Not that I'm telling you how to be or anything, God forbid. But I don't mean to be rude and disrespectful, but that's just too bizarre, and forget it. I'm not going to do it. Okay, my God, you're persistent. So I get online. The first page to pop up, the first top row, the second from the left, there he is, looking right at me, Mr. Viroqua himself. So I checked out his profile, and it turned out that he was also a musician. And I thought, a fellow musician? This is a great connection. Because I knew that if I was going to find a rental in Viroqua, especially an affordable one, you had to know somebody. Hi. I've been thinking about moving to Viroqua for a while. What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? Send. Who is this guy? I mean, I was a little concerned, so I decided to message a friend of mine who I thought might just know him. And sure enough, she writes back. She's like, yeah, he's a nice guy. He's really kind. Oh, I'm so glad that you contacted me. I've been... I was talking to some friends of mine last night, and they're thinking about renting a room in their house. Now, it is really early stages. They're just starting to think about it. But I thought, well, maybe you can meet them. I mean, you never know. I'll send you their contact information. So she sent me the contact information, and the next time I spoke with Mr. A-OK, you know, Mr. Nice Guy, I asked him, do you know these people? It took him a while to respond, but finally he did, and he said, do I know them? Yeah, they live next door. Oh. And then he went on to say, look, if you need a place to stay so that you have an opportunity to meet these people, you can stay here, but just a couple days, okay? That's it. How about 3 days? Okay, 3 days. So I packed my bag and headed on down to the Vortex, and I knocked on the door, and sure enough, the guy was very kind. He was a gentleman and a scholar. And the first night, I went next door and I met the folks, and they were in the early stages of deciding what to do. But I remember I had a really fascinating conversation with them. And then the following night, Mr. A says to me, I invited a friend over for dinner, a friend and his son, and you are also welcome to join us. And again, the conversation was amazing. Like, people who live outside the box and who, you know, who live a different lifestyle, they think differently, and their conversations are out of the ordinary. And anything out of the ordinary just fascinates me. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. And then the following day was Sunday morning, and I was heading out the door to take my Sunday morning stroll. And Mr. A stopped me, and he said, you know my friend who was here last night for dinner? Yeah. He's got a rental. What? Well, it's kind of rustic, but it is affordable, and he's there right now. And all you got to do is go down there and ask him if he'll rent to you, and he'll say yes. I promise. What? Yeah, but you got to ask him. So he sends me on my way, and I find the place, and he's sitting there with his son finishing their Sunday brunch, and I step inside what is essentially a tiny house, and indeed it is rustic, but it's all been redone in natural materials, so it has this real feel of earth. It's like you're being held in Mother Earth. And it had a sense of safety and warmth. So I look at him and I said, you know, I asked him if he'll rent to me. Sure, he says. Okay, well, how much is it? So he tells me how much it is, and I'm like, when can I move in? Well, tomorrow if you want. And I'm just like, overwhelmed. And so I said, well, how about the first of the month? So we shake hands, and I head back to Madison to pack. I've got 2 weeks to pack my stuff and to find people who are willing to help me carry all those packages and boxes and take the drive to the new digs. And so when the last box is put into the tiny house and I bid my friends farewell, and I watch them as they turn and head back to the city, and I just stand there. I just stand there listening to this magnitude of silence. Like, it's constant. It was so overwhelming that it kind of freaked me out. And I just took a breather, and then I took another deep breath, just breathing in all that silence.
Thank you, Rosemary. You know, your talk kind of inspired me a little bit. I was that hearing the voice of the Spirit is okay. I can't do it properly, but I thought we are in a magical place, and we have this opportunity in the silence that you've so wonderfully invoked to take a moment where the very Spirit of the Driftless could actually come and connect to any of you tonight. And I had this guidance that was given to me this week saying that the Divine Spirit is pursuing you. And so I had this feeling, maybe it's true. And so I wanted to extend that invitation for this moment to take a moment and listen to what the Driftless Spirit might share with you. Well, it's got something for me, which is just sort of like a, oh, yeah. I just wanted to give this side a little bit more, but this side here a little, ooh, yeah. So I wanted to make sure you could feel a little bit of that, ooh, yeah, spirit in the place. So with that, thank you, Rosemary, for that wonderful silence, wonderful invoking of the Spirit.